Yeah. You like it when I come over? Go on. Tell me more. You want to take care of me, Daddy? What will your wife think of that? I don't think she would be very happy with you. Or me. Husband running off with the babysitter. You do want me, don't you? Tell me what you want, Daddy. You don't want your wife's pussy, do you? You want mine? Do you want to see what's beneath my skirt? I'll show you. But first, I want you to show me your cock. Wow. That is much bigger than my boyfriend's. Oh, yeah. You want to take me to your bedroom? Sounds so
How could a wife compete with her? Honestly. The tight skirt, the stockings. I tell you, a woman really should think twice before inviting a babysitter like her into the home. You can guess what happened next. Yes, the husband is gone. The wife saw it all on the nanny cam. Well, not all of it. The two stayed on the couch a little longer. He pulled off her panty. She spread her legs, her beautiful, wet, bare pussy. And her husband, he ate her pink teenage cunt. Her ass, too, something he never did with his wife. And when they slipped off to the bedroom, scene didn't matter as the cameras picked up the sound. It lasted for hours, moaning, screams of pleasure, the bed beating against the wall. It destroyed the wife. Looking back in her mind, the only good thing to come from their marriage really was their son. Now, while no one else knew this, the mother, well, she always wanted a girl, but we'll get to that later. The good news is the video footage from the camera was all the mom needed in court. Her ex-husband quickly settled, and she received enough money to allow her to continue to stay at home and live the mom lifestyle.
Now, I need you to explain to me what you read last night.
When the pandemic hit and schools were forced to close, homeschooling came natural to her. And honestly, she was excited to have her boy home all the time.
Yes. Okay, that's right. Tell me more. Tell mommy more. Okay. But do you think that is what is happening? I see. What literary themes jumped out at you? Okay. Yes, I suppose I could see that too. In my mind, I felt it was more the shattering of society. When the cane broke.
He was all she had, and he meant everything to her.
You didn't see the symbolism?
But unfortunately, all wasn't well.
No. Look. Mommy must be open with you. I don't feel you are focused. I don't. Instead of being engaged in your studies, I believe you are thinking about other things. What kind of things? Why don't you tell me? Well, since you are deciding to not be very open and forthcoming, I'm just gonna have to say it. First off, though, do know that mommy loves you dearly, okay? Which is why I love having you home and us spending all of this time together. But change must be made. Well, I've noticed over the last several weeks, whenever you are around me, your penis is erect. You know what that means, don't you? Also, have you been spending time in your room touching yourself? I've seen the evidence. When I'm doing your laundry. Well, look, if your behavior doesn't change and you don't stop, mommy will have to do something about it. Do you understand?
Things didn't change. In many ways, they just became worse. Her son's cock was always hard. She couldn't count the number of orgasms she discovered in his laundry. And her son's commitment to his schoolwork was almost non-existent. The mom was at her wit's end. So, she did what any other person in today's world would do. She went to Google and searched. How to control a male's orgasm. She was fascinated with what she found, and after a few hours of exploring, she had her answer. A silicone chastity cage. Yes, this was the answer she needed to control her naughty boy's issue. She placed the order and then headed to bed. That night, she couldn't sleep. Her eyes had been opened. The pictures, videos she watched, whew. There was this whole category. Femdom? She learned that stood for female domination. It excited her. It was nothing she had ever explored before, as she has always been the more submissive one. But this was just the answer. She needed to be more assertive, take control, and put her needs and what she wanted first. Thoughts of the babysitter, that slutty little girl, stealing her husband. Oh, could she be as selfish and self-centered as her? A light switch inside had flipped. She wanted to experience the sexual liberation that the little tramp exhibited in her home.
Hey, there's my good boy. So listen, you know how we talked about you not focusing? Being distracted, touching yourself. Well, I know I just said you were my good boy, but lately, you've been a very naughty boy. And that makes mommy very unhappy. But, like mommy also said, if the behavior didn't change, mommy would have to do something about it. Well, I did. Now, mommy is only doing this because I love you, and I want what's best for you. You do know that, right? Good. So, mommy got you a gift. That's it. Go ahead and open it. Do you know what that is? Well, it is a chastity cage. It goes over your penis. And it controls your erections and your ability to achieve orgasm. What's an orgasm? Well, it's when you touch yourself and all that white liquid squirts out. Come on. You know what mommy's talking about. Now go ahead. I need you to undress for mommy. It's nothing mommy hasn't seen before. Well, yes, it is going to be rather challenging with your cock so hard. It actually might hurt a little. It will be good for you. What? Ah, yes, mommy is going to start referring to your penis as a cock. So yes, this cage is going to train your cock not to get hard as often as it does. Now put it on. Mommy is waiting. We need to get your schoolwork done.
My good boy, you did such a good job putting this on. It looks like mommy did an even better job finding the right size for you. Now, the most important part, the lock.
Mommy can't have you taking this off at night. It defeats the purpose. Very good. Now, let's go to the other room so we can continue your lessons. So what is the point where supply meets demand? That's right. It's the equilibrium point. And what does that mean? So, price ceilings and price floors. What effect does that have on the market conditions? Right. Hold on. This isn't the first time this has happened. What is that growing wet spot between your legs on the chair? I don't care about economics right now. What is that wet spot? Looking at things, I'd say your mind isn't thinking about economics. You're such a naughty boy. You know, this is something that often happens for women. Do you know that? Yes. You see, women get wet. And when we get wet, our panty soaks it up. Yes. There's a cotton liner inside. It's designed to soak up everything that drips out. Well, since we don't have time for me to get you a panty for my room, I'm just going to have you wear mine. Please remember, Mommy loves you and just wants the best for you. Go ahead and stand up. Things were changing for the best. The weeks went by. Her naughty boy was becoming a very good boy. And now it wasn't just Mommy wearing panties. Her son was wearing them too. She found they were most effective at soaking up his pre-cum throughout the day. They also provided a teasing view, which Mommy found she was enjoying. What first started as a simple and effective way to enforce control and discipline was slowly turning into something else. You see, it wasn't just panties she had her boy wear. It was also thigh-high stockings, like the ones the babysitter wore. She found that when rebellious males are made to wear women's clothing, it made them a sissy. It can have a very rewarding effect. It helps to tamper that competitive and combative spirit. It makes them much more docile and obedient. Like they know their place in the world. Mommy liked that very much, and her son's attentiveness with his schooling had never been higher. As she browsed various erotic corners of the internet, the mom was very horny and realized it was time to take things to the next level. So yes, today's test is very important as it assesses your comprehension of the War of 1812. You'll have 1 hour to complete it. Is there something wrong? Is your panty too tight? Oh, yes. Mommy did pick out a thong for you this morning. It is okay. Your balls will adjust. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. You will have 1 hour to complete. Is my good girl ready to begin? Good. Sorry. This is just for Mommy. Yes, my good girl. Why don't you go ahead and take a pause? I want you to come over to me. There you go. Doesn't that feel nice? You've dreamed about Mommy touching you, haven't you? Remind me, how long has it been since we locked you up? You do have a very good memory. Do you think Mommy should let her good girl out of her cage? You see, this is what Mommy does at night. While you're sleeping, Mommy likes to play. Mommy loves to play with her pussy. Like you used to play with your cock. But you are no longer allowed, are you? No, you're not. I think it's time we unlock you. There you go. Now you're not allowed to take your panty off. Understood? Good. Why don't you go ahead and get between Mommy's legs? And yes, you are allowed to touch. Yes. What do you think of what you see? It's what you always dreamed of, isn't it? My naughty girl. Mommy always wanted a girl. And now I have one. She's you. You like that, don't you? I know you do. That's why you've taken so well to being caged. To wearing panties. And stockings. And skirts. You want this as much as Mommy does, don't you? You're getting closer, aren't you? Do you want Mommy to pull the panty out? I'm going to have you wear this one next. Oh, not yet? Didn't my naughty girl come too? Did you make a mess of your panty? What about the test? Don't worry about it. We can go ahead and take the rest of the day off. There's more we can do tomorrow. But first, let's go ahead and lock you back up. Remember, Mommy loves her little girl.